Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County Commissioner. A pleasure to come to you from Yquinna Bay Communications across the county. With me in the studio today is Daniel Lara, Academic Affairs, VP of Academic Affairs of Oregon Coast Community College. Ben Kaufman, good to see you today. He's Associate Dean of Students. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning, Casey. Great to be here.
Super excited to learn from you today. Daniel, as VP of Academic Affairs, maybe bring us a little into how long you've been in Lincoln County and what brought you to OCCC.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is my sixth year at Oregon Coast Community College, and kind of got my start in higher education as a part-time math faculty, not too different from my colleague here.
Okay.
Was full-time faculty down in Arizona for about 6 or 7 years, came out to Lynn Benton Community College in 2007 as their Dean of Science, Engineering, and Technology.
Wow, cool.
And then went back to Arizona for a couple years in their foundation, and was kind of perusing the Chronicle of Higher Education, and I saw this job posting that really kind of tugged at me. It was phrased in such a way that they had this opening here at Oregon Coast Community College, and it was an opportunity to really change the world. Certainly awesome. Changed Lincoln County, and kind of made me want to put on my superhero cape, and applied for the position and was lucky enough to get it, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Awesome. Well, I'm curious to see what you're about to tell us about programming here in a few moments. Ben, why don't you give us a similar sort of context of...
Sure. So I have been in Lincoln County for about 13 years. I've been out of college for 10 years. I have my anniversary, I think next month is my 10-year anniversary.
Nice.
So, but anyway, I started out similar to Dan in math at Chemeketa Community College. And then I did some teaching, did some tutoring jobs, and was kind of piecing together some different educational type of part-time positions. And a full-time position opened up at Oregon Coast Community College, and I leapt at it, and I've been happy ever since.
So you two, do we think of you as administrators or in those roles? Are either of you teaching at all? I'm just curious right now.
Or? Yeah, I'm not currently teaching at the moment.
Yeah, okay. So at this point, I don't have any teaching in my job role. Fortunately, I do still have some student conduct, which I'm very thankful for always.
Well, thank you for those introductions and providing us some context. Daniel, I think we could jump into you as the VP of Academic Affairs. Maybe, create some context for programming. When we think of programming, what is that in your world?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're talking about is different degree and certificate pathways and opportunities for students to pursue either pathways that lead directly into the workforce or pathways that lead to transfer to the university.
I see.
So at Oregon Coast Community College, our major transfer degree is called the Associate of Arts Oregon Transfer. And it's basically a large umbrella program that allows students to take the general education requirements that they will need to transfer to a university, and then ladder on top of that the specific interest areas that they're looking to pursue. For instance, there's if you look at the OCCC website, you're not going to find something that says we're looking for a pathway to a bachelor's degree in biology. That's really underneath that AAOT umbrella. So you can get your biology courses and you can get your chemistry courses and your gen ed and position yourself to transfer on to a four-year university.
Yeah, well, and exactly what I did when I was at community college, I did a transfer program into UC Davis.
Yeah.
So Yeah,
exactly.
Great.
And then we've got some specific degree pathways. For instance, if you wanted to transfer in business to Oregon State University, we've got, or actually any of the state universities, we've got something called the Associate of Science Oregon Transfer in Business, which, again, allows you to take the business transfer route.
Mm.
But then we've also got very career-focused degrees. For instance, if you were looking for an opportunity to perhaps work at a bank. We've had many of our graduates from our accounting program secure employment here in Lincoln County as in a banking environment or doing bookkeeping for various entities here in the county. So there are certificate pathways within business. I think you had Dr. Bowman on to talk about the various opportunities available in health and human services.
Yeah.
There's a new one that we're actually looking to be adding in the near future, which is a two-year transfer degree in psychology aimed at transferring to Oregon State University.
Okay.
But specifically, what this does is it satisfies the requirements to work as a qualified mental health assistant when you get 1 year of additional work experience on top of that.
This. Okay.
And that's a partnership that we were approached by Lincoln County Health and Human Services to explore ways to improve the county's mental health capacity for treatment.
So
that's one of them.
So excited about this. Any idea when that might actually materialize?
So the degree has been approved by the college executive team to move forward. So we're taking it through our internal curriculum process now. And then we take it to the state and our accreditors, and it runs through financial aid approval.
Mm.
But we should be able to start actually offering the classes, even if the degree is not approved by this coming fall.
Okay.
So.
Excellent. Hey, before we go to break, Daniel, just real quickly, how do you look at the workforce, the academics and forecast? I mean, what's that process like for you to say, hey, I think this is something that is viable? Any just general thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we do a lot of work with state economists. We're looking at who's recruiting, job openings. One of the important things is that when we're targeting new pathways, it needs to fill a local and or regional requirement for workforce building capacity, and it's got to pay a living wage job.
Okay.
Now, when we start to look into the future, the college is looking to add additional programs in career and technical education and the industrial trades, that requires both space to do it in and then strong community partnerships to help us spin up the programs and get them launched.
Yeah, well, and the mental health assistant wanted a kind of an example of of that innovative thinking. Super. Well, that was Daniel Lara, VP of Academic Affairs. We're going to take our break. We'll come back. We'll jump in with Ben Kaufman, Associate Dean of Students, Oregon Coast Community College. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us today. We are back on Connections, Oregon Coast Community College. Ben Kaufman, you are up next, Associate Dean of Students. So what's shaking, Ben?
Yeah, so I would love to talk about accessing those programs that Dan just talked about. So we do have some special events coming up. They're called on-the-spot admissions events.
Okay.
And those events are really targeted at moving students as far through our kind of process as possible in a hands-on environment. We'll sit down with you, work through that process. So we have our admissions process. We can work with you with that. We are an open admissions institution, so that means that basically, if you are over 16 years of age, you are accepted to the college. So we'll sit down with you, do our admissions application. It's about 10 minutes. It's free. And then the next step is an advising appointment with one of our success coaches. They'll kind of talk about our degree programs and what might fit with you, kind of your goals. They'll also talk about what classes might be kind of placement, so what classes you'll be successful in. And then the final step is kind of an orientation where we'll talk to you about what it takes to be a successful college student. And really, these events are, again, targeted at completing that process. Just come in, sit down with us. We'll go through that whole process and get you registered for classes.
Well, this is a little bit of a self-serving question here, Ben, but I've got a 12-year-old, and I'm already thinking of him doing something other than playing Fortnite in his coming summers. Where would I begin to think about involving him? He's 12, but when would that begin? Past 16 then?
So we have success coaches that go out into the schools. So these same success coaches that work with students at the college are going out into the high schools and even sometimes the middle schools and working with students and starting to talk about those career plans that they might have, those goals that they might have.
Ben, the on-the-spot programming, is that kind of a meet people where they're at type function? And
exactly. So whether you're, you know, whether you haven't even thought about college and you're just kind of curious, or whether you've moved through the admissions process and are ready to start tackling the financial aid process, we're here to help you wherever that is.
You know, even as someone who, you know, went to school, but then, you know, that gap as an adult, and then my days go back to the campus here in Newport, you know, not up next to in South Beach, but you know, it's a little, can be a little bit intimidating, right? Like where do you begin? I was a peer advisor when I was in community college, and my sense from all of your team that's come through is just, wow, what enthusiastic people to help get you where you need to be. And if you're intimidated, you know, you guys are going to help people.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing about those events is that we'll also have people talking about some of the resources that we have to really help you through the process. That being tutoring, you know, so if you need some tutoring help, accessibility help, some of our other programs that can help with students financially. So we also have a STEP program that is actually for students that are SNAP eligible. And students in that program can get all kinds of free help. So we will pay for 2 months of rent.
We
can pay for utilities. We can pay for car repairs if you have trouble like getting to campus. So all kinds of services through that STEP program for students to be successful.
So they maybe need to be already in the SNAP program. Is that a little bit of a requirement? Or
It is a program. You do need to be SNAP eligible and in a SNAP program. But pretty much that, and then you also need to be attending classes with us, and that's either GD, ESL, credit-bearing classes, any of the types of classes that we offer, you can be eligible for this program.
Fantastic. Did you want to touch on any of the new degrees or certificates now? Ben, is that going to live with you? Dan, are you going to take that? And is that the same as the new programming forecasting you're thinking about? Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So, as we kind of look to the future, actually, let me rewind just a smidge there. So, as the college brings on new programs, like the we brought on a new computer science program last year that is a statewide pathway to transfer to any of the community or any of the state universities. Basically, a student in that program would take 6 computer science classes at Oregon Coast Community College. They'd take their calculus class, 2 discrete math classes, and then their gen eds, and then they're ready to transfer as a junior to the state. So we're really scoping out the pathway as a whole from the community college to the university. Now, there's another part of that pathway that speaks to our high school partnerships. So Oregon Coast Community College works hand in glove with Lincoln County School District when we're kind of planning out how to invest, jointly invest our funding to bring on new programs. So Lincoln County School District, they now have computer science classes at all 4 of their major high schools.
Nice.
And those, their AP class will then count as dual credit to our first computer science class. So they're already on the pathway to that computer science degree while they're in high school.
Yeah.
We had a joint partnership with Lincoln County School District and the Port of Toledo shipyard that helped us spin up the welding program. And it started as kind of apprenticeship work in high school, and then high school. Once we got the lab built up out at the Port of Toledo, high school students from Newport High School were taking classes out there along with adult learners, and those courses lead to employability certificates in, let's say, shielded metal arc welding and wire feed welding. And so then that leads directly to the workforce. So it's kind of that whole pathway approach. And ultimately, we hope to be able to bring welding here to Newport at the Newport campus as well, and keep the program out in Toledo. So we're looking to bring on additional industrial trades programming. That, again, will require new facilities and working with our community partners.
Exciting. Well, let's take our last break. Community integration. Wow. I mean, it's just impressive. We'll be back with Oregon Coast Community College in just a moment and wrap up the show. Stay with us. We're back on Lincoln County Connections, Oregon Coast Community College. With us today, Daniel Lara, VP of Academic Affairs, Ben Kaufman, Associate Dean of Students. Yeah, we have got a little bit of time here left, about 3 minutes. So, Ben, you may need to hustle here. What kind of thoughts do you have as we sort of wrap up the program?
Well, so I did want to say that, we work very closely with the school district and, as evidenced by our CNA program, our welding program, all those fabulous programs that Dan was talking about, I do also want to mention that those programs are all accessible for adults as well.
Yeah.
And we have
good
lots
call.
Of... ways of helping adults into those programs too. And then the other piece that I wanted to talk about just a little bit is our bilingual outreach. So we recently hired 2 full-time bilingual specialists that to go out into the community and start talking to our Spanish-speaking families. One of the programs that they're doing is called Juntos, and that's in collaboration with the district and with Oregon State University. And it's a 6-week program. And the idea is that we're talking to families about the importance of involvement for families in their kids' education. So through high school and into college, it's really a group effort. And those events, we have one starting on the 16th in Waldport.
Okay.
And then we're going to be starting on April 3rd in Newport, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in both high school's libraries.
Okay, excellent. So we need to be sure to kind of help you amplify this.
Yes.
To find out about Juntos, we go to the web, OCC website. Mm-hmm. What would we look for?
Yeah, so you can go to the OCCC website. The best way for that I find is to go down to the search bar and just type in Juntos. Our 2 outreach specialists are Jose and Andrea.
Okay.
So they both have profiles on there. You can look for them for their contact information. And then if you can't find them, I'm Ben Kaufman. My email address is ben.kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N, at OregonCoast.edu, and I will hook you up with that information.
And is that J-U-N-T-O-S, or how do we spell Juntos?
Yeah, so it's Juntos. It's J-U-N-T-O-S.
Okay, J-U-N-T-O-S.
And it means together.
Well,
so really the importance of being together and promoting education for students.
Well, thank you. We got about a minute left. Does anything strike you as wanting to amplify before you guys hit the road?
Well, I maybe we can end with our ECE program and our education program. So we do have an ECE program similarly to the other programs that we talked about that have that head start in the high school. And then our education pathway, we actually have an opportunity for students to start with us and move into a teacher pathway program. So a K-12 teacher pathway program.
Well, fantastic. Well, so much going on. And, it's this is not happenstance. I mean, you guys really are working with community partners, whether that be educational institutions and other community partners, to really get people through that programming degree and into a new life, right?
That's it. That's awesome. Change the world, Casey.
Awesome. I mean, it really is super, super awesome to have Oregon Coast Community College right here in Lincoln County. Daniel Lara, Ben Kaufman, thanks you too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, keep up the good work. We'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections, and thanks for joining us today.